This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I'm not one to mince words. You guys know this. And I want to tell you that I'm so sick of leftists. I'm sick of the racists that come from the left. I'm sick of the misogynist. I'm sick of the anti-Trump side of the left. I'm sick of the anti-American side of the left. I'm sick of them. I'm not treating them with kid gloves the way a lot of people do. I'm going to spend this hour talking about racism. There was a tweet that hashtag that was trending. It was said something about this is racist or no more racism or something like that. And it got me to thinking about all the energy we spend on racism when I know who the people who are the most racist in the country are leftists. And they constantly want us to believe that we are. And I'm going to read an article to you, pieces of it, from a guy. And then I want to juxtapose little pieces of the what's going on in the country inside of the article, because we're going to spend a lot of this hour on it. And you'll see why. I think you'll understand that we are about to go into yet another season of joy. The Christmas season will be upon us, where we should be thinking about God's gift to the world, that he gave his only begotten son so that we could live and look for this thing that is now framed inside of a document called our Constitution. That Constitution gives you nothing that God didn't give you. All we did was put rules around it so that we could live within the spirit of what God created. That's what the Founding Fathers did. And what does the left want to do? They want to take all that out. Oh, no, we're going to take it out because, you know, it seems racist. We aren't appealing to all these other religions. I don't live in the Middle East. I'm not trying to appeal to the Quran. You know? And I know there are Jewish people out there that appeal to the Torah, and it isn't causing for the death and destruction of me. I'm just sick of these people. I'm sick of the nation that we've created. And I said it earlier, we allow these people to come into existence. We allow leftists their indulgences. We've allowed them to become deranged. We've been too easy on them. Leftist politicians ignore our laws. They ignore them. You say, we can't have citizens in this country hurting, taking away our resources, killing people, unless they've come through the legal system, and there are people that say to you, I don't care what you say. In fact, if you say that, I'm going to call you a xenophobe. I'm going to call you racist, depending upon the country where these people come from. I'm going to call you something that allows me to put you on the defensive. Well, you're not putting me on the defensive. If you don't come into this country legally, you have no standing with Kevin Jackson. I put the people who've come into this country legally above you. Sorry for you. That's just the way I feel. But these people ignore our laws, and they set up sanctuary cities, and they tell us we need to be humanitarian and bring refugees in, and it doesn't matter how much sanity you wrap around it and say, well, look, these are the number of Muslim terror attacks that have occurred by decade throughout the years, blah, 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 and they've escalated to the point of going from 1 to 13 to 35 over a decade to 2,000 plus per year, and they ignore you. They pretend they don't know how it happened. Talking to a guy, the data guy for the Major League Baseball, while I was at an event, and he's telling me about the data. Then we shift into politics, because I told him, he's like, yeah, I recognize you from Outnumbered. And I said, yeah, I was on there. And I said, that lame brain Marie Harf. And he defended her, and I knew exactly where he stood then. And I said to him, so I'm giving him statistics. I'm using data, because I know he understands it. I'm giving him statistics about the person who ran over people. I'm in his city where a Muslim man ran over 8 people in a truck, killed them, really wounded, badly wounded 12 others. And he says, well, that's not the biggest attack. And he's trying to tell me that the biggest attack was in Vegas. The number of people died. I said, that's not true. And so I'm explaining to him all the data, the stats, et cetera. And you know what he says to me? Well, I don't believe you. And I go, okay, so when I go to this event, should I believe your data? And he looks at me. I said, you're an expert in baseball data. Do you hear me defending anything going up against you with respect to the data, the analysis that you do? Do you see this? We've talked about it for 15 minutes. Did I dispute anything you said? He said, no. I said, you know why that is? And he just looked at me. I said, it's okay to answer. He says, because I'm an expert. I said, yes, because I respect what you said because you're an expert in it. You're a layman in what you're talking about now. I've poked holes in everything you've said, and you continue to argue. I said, now, I'm an expert in this other side. What say you? Well, but, I said, and you continue to argue. He didn't even know what to say. Poor guy. But he got it. Yeah, we made friendly afterwards, but he's an idiot. Let me tell you, you don't understand how detached these people are. And we have allowed it. They impose standards. These leftists impose standards on America they dare not impose on other countries. Look at America. We have to diversify our colleges and universities. We have to be diverse in our culture, diverse in our capitalism, in our companies and corporations. We follow rules that, look at the Chinese. Do you think the Chinese have a diversity problem in their companies? Do you think that they have to go out and find a certain number of women, a certain number of Guatemalan midgets, a certain number of black folks, whatever, handicapped? Or do you think they just make products? By the way, if you got one of those fidget spinners, you got a fidget spinner? Any of y'all got one? Yeah, everybody's got. They're recalling them. They're made in China. You know why? Lead, of course. They're dangerous. You're spinning something and poisoning yourself. I took all my fidget spinners away from my kid. By the way, I saw the best fidget spinner is a revolver, six shooter. That's a man's fidget spinner right there. All I'm telling you folks is we are the people that allow the derangement to happen within leftists because we don't challenge them. I had some people telling me while I was traveling, they said, Kevin, you know, I just prefer not to get into a battle with certain people and blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And I went, why? Well, why do you not want to battle? I go, the minute you go, I don't want to battle, that other guy goes, I want to battle. You don't want to go. When somebody says, I don't like Trump.
I don't say anything about it.
People to this day tell me they don't want to tell people they voted for President Trump. I mean, how are you going to win? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to talk about these deranged folks. I'm going to tell you a story about a guy. And he asked the question, can my children be friends with white people? This is an article you do not want to miss me dissect. Back in a bit, folks. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com is where you can find the show anytime you want, 24/7. And go there. That's where you need to get, a little bit more intimate with me. I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying, you know. And my book, Race Pimping, you can get racepimping.com. I suggest you get this book because it explains a lot of the things I talk about all the time. I was talking about allowing leftists to become deranged. That's what we have done as conservatives. We've ignored them. It's like a child who's throwing a tantrum. You're told to ignore them, and you can. But with a child, you have them all the time, and they will eventually learn the ways of your family. Leftists don't. They go back to their little enclaves, their cocoons of ignorance, and they continue to foment over what you said and get more and more angry with you and not getting solutions, but instead getting more and more ingrained with others around them. They're a scary bunch, the left. And the only way to get them out of their pathology is when you get them out of their group and you force them to have to listen. Then they listen. If they're in a group, they're amazing to watch. They will self-correct each other instantaneously. No, you don't want to say. They do that. If I'm in a group of conservatives and we're talking and somebody says, well, Kevin, I don't know about that. I'll go, well, you may not, but I do. I don't try to tell you how to be. I might go, yeah, I disagree with you, Ted. Yeah, I don't believe in that. But I won't go, ooh, Ted, wow. You know, you can do what you want, say what you want, but I'll tell you quickly, I disagree. But we can agree to disagree. You know, you might like size zero girls. And I go, I prefer, I don't know, size six. Oh, Kevin, ooh, that's shaming. You know, whatever. I could easily get away with that if he liked zero girls. Oh, don't like the fatties, do you, Ted? Yeah. Look at you, fat shaming over there, buddy. That's how the left would handle that. Just giving you an idea. I talked to, these guys are ignoring our laws. They impose standards on America. I've researched diversity throughout the world, and I keep coming back to the same conclusion. We are the most diverse country on the planet. Always. In every sector. I mean, I don't know how you measure the number of indigenous whites, the blacks, the Hispanics, whatever, but we got it all. Excuse me, we have it all. So, what are they talking about? And then I profiled all these other countries. Muslim countries, practically monolithic. African countries, monolithic. The only countries where diversity is discussed is white countries. Europe. Scandinavia. How many refugees are you going to take? Simple reason why. Nobody's leaving the white countries going to these countries of color. El Salvador. We got MS-13 gang problems in America because El Salvador is in the middle of a civil war. We got problems coming from the Middle East. People on the run. Why? Because Muslims are in the midst of a civil war. The Shias are fighting with the Sunnis or whoever. Look, there's a lot of people in America. The only people fighting with each other are gangbangers. The rest of us get along. But we have to have this stupid discussion all the time. Politicians ignoring our laws, bringing in more and more ingrates who do nothing but take from this country. They don't want to give back. They don't want to come here and assimilate. They don't like us. But that's where we are. Oh my goodness, politicians. Looking at the laws of Britain and Canada. Ooh, we're going to love that Canadian healthcare system. Yeah, that Canadian healthcare system that has people on waiting lists to get blood tests. If I want to get something done in America, I'll go. I got five choices as to where I can go to get something done immediately. You don't have to wait. I may wait a few hours. I might even have to wait a day or so. But I don't have to wait with, you know, life and death on the line. Are you kidding? But they want to bring in all these laws. Crazy. Oh, well, I was going to tell you guys a quick story before we get into this too far, because I forgot about it. So I'm walking down the street in New York. And you guys know I talk about Guatemala midgets a lot. So I'm walking down the street, and I'm headed to either, I think, a hotel or maybe an event. I don't remember. And I'll be a son of a gun. I hear this guy go, hey, Pepe. And there's this little dude coming from down under the city. He's got a, you know, basement. But he's coming up on the street from a basement. And I'll be doggone if it's not a Guatemalan midget. I'm not lying. I'm like, I've got to get a picture with this dude. But he was so busy. They were like, Pepe. And he's like talking, you know, hey, I got to get over here. I got to go over here. And he's running around. And I'm trying to scare. I'm like, dude, it's the minute you stop, I'm getting a picture. You know, but I was rushing to get somewhere. So I said, I'll stop back by and get this picture. Because this is my new best buddy right here. Dude's like 3'8". You know, I'm telling you, he's tiny. He was as wide as he was tall. And he's Guatemalan. Guatemalan midget. Right there. It's like, you don't even know. He doesn't even know how pleased I was to see him. And see him working. Oh, man. Let me go back to what I was talking about. Allowing these leftists to become deranged. As I said, They go out, they look at countries, they find the health care. Where do you think you're going to get better health care than in America?
Oh, Kevin, you don't even know. Over in such and such, they've got amazing health care.
What can we not get it here?
Oh, the FDA hasn't approved.
Okay, well, if you're talking about approval of drugs, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But in terms of health care, pure health care, tell me where you want to go. Tell me. You got brain something going on. What do you think, you know? What are you talking about? I want Dr. Ben Carson working on my head. I know he's a pediatric brain guy, but he'll recommend the right person. I'm not going offshore. I'll do it right here. So these guys want you to believe healthcare is better. They want you to believe education's better. Education is better in the way that it's evolved. The U.S.'s education is the best education in the world, and let me tell you why. Because even though they got this cookie-cutter approach that, you know, destroys the minions among us, the people's minds who are the top thinkers in America, there's nobody that thinks like us. Nobody in the world. The closest might be Britain or France, but they're losing it. See, America, you see the world through complete openness. You see, the vastness of the universe is not full. It's empty to you. And versus it being full in the sense of communism or some other strange form or even socialism that says you cannot think this way. You cannot think, like in France, for example. Oh, if you say something negative against Muslims, they go, well, we're going to put you in jail. Well, so that stops your thoughts from even coming around that. You don't want to wrap your mind around it. So I want you to think about everything that you stop thinking about when somebody says, oh, you can't say midget. Kevin, it's little person. No, it ain't midget. You can think little person. I'll think midget. So my point is this. You can't have the best system of learning if your mind can't be expanded to its biggest point. You know the old saying, the mind once expanded never regains its original shape. That's Thoreau.
The Kevin Jackson Radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Radio show.
What's going on today? President Trump tweeted that our criminal justice system is a joke. Yeah. He then tweeted, I mean, how is my entire family not in prison? What are we doing here?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Not even funny. Conan. I mean, without a laugh.
Laugh now, audience.
That's not even, nobody's going to laugh. It's not even funny. President Trump, what's his family going to go to jail for? Being successful? Don't be surprised. Folks, there are people they want to put in jail because they're successful. You. Look at what they're doing to Roy Moore. I'm just telling you, folks, we are being ruled by madmen. We live in a time of madmen. It is our responsibility to confront these leftists everywhere they are. I do it. I recommend it. Don't be afraid of it. Get yourself. You don't have to be that deep, people.
Kevin, you got all the stats and stuff.
No. Mm-mm. Just be loud in your argument like they are. Be just as loud. And when you're done, if you feel like you lost, call them a racist. Why not? That's what they do. Since when do citizens sacrifice our sovereignty to madmen? When do we start thinking this is a good strategy for us? We've allowed these people to make being American an entitlement. We've allowed them to make a whole subgroup of people believe that poverty is good, and if you go out and strive for something significant, then, you know, you're the one that's a bad guy, and they're the good guys. They're the ones who want to stay at home. To be American, folks, is either the luck of God allowing your DNA to be assembled on this soil, or citizenship in the greatest country in the world is earned. That's the way you get it. And the citizens determine how you get here, not bureaucrats. Diversity, folks. That's what they call this great experiment of America. We need to be more diverse. No, we don't. We don't need another ounce of diversity. In fact, we should be less diverse. I'd like to get rid of black teen thugs. I'd like to get rid of Muslim terrorists. And I'd like to get rid of most leftists I know. Which, by the way, those two fall under that other category as well. I'd like to get rid of those groups, because then we would have practical utopia. These guys preach diversity, yet they teach racism. That's what the left teaches, racism. They want you to believe that people like you, who don't give a crap, all you care about is character. They say you're racist. Let me tell you why. Because the majority of young black men in this country now, these teenage blacks, they have no character. And you have disdain for them because they are not men of character. Now they say, well, they could be taught character. Well, so could anybody. They don't have it, so I don't like them. Oh, that's racist. No, it's not. That's me sticking to principle. I'm going to tell you right now, as a black man, I don't like those little thugs. I don't like the way they make me look, and I don't like what they do to the people in this country. I'm not racist. I wouldn't raise my children to be that way. My sons are not like them. Oh, Kevin, you're better than them. You're dang right I am. I am better because I know what it's like to be a person of character. Does it mean I live up to it 24/7? The answer is no. I'm a failed, flawed Christian. Am I proud of that? No. But I'm just like you. So I don't put myself in some lower class of it. You're a failed, flawed Christian. Just get over yourselves. But I'll tell you this, you're a person who tries to be a person of character. And it's built on some Judeo-Christian value that the left doesn't want you to have. They want to demonize you for that. Because you want to hold people to a standard. They teach racism. They teach hatred of God. They teach hatred of this country. All things that we stand for in America. That's what they teach. That's what they want to teach. That's what they want your children to learn is hatred. A guy by the name of Yankunov, Ikal Yankunov, wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times, and he says this: my oldest son, wrestling with a four-year-old's happy struggles, is trying to clarify how many people can be his best friend. My best friends are you and Mama and my brother. But even a child's joy is not immune to this ominous political period, he writes. This summer's images of violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, prompted an array of questions. Some people hate others because they are different, I offer, lamely. A childish but distinct panic enters his voice. But I'm not different. And he writes this: it's impossible to convey the mixture of heartbreak and fear I feel for him. Now here it comes, folks. Donald Trump's election has made it clear that I will teach my boys the lesson generations old, one that I, for the most part, nearly escaped. I will teach them to be cautious. I will teach them to be suspicious. I will teach them distrust. Much sooner than I thought I would, I will have to discuss with my boys whether they can truly be friends with white people. When I tell you, these morons teach. They teach hatred. They teach racism. I'm not kidding you. Why should this kid not trust white folks? Are they the ones committing the crimes in America? The answer is no. He says this: meaningful friendship is not just a feeling. It's not simply being able to share a beer. Real friendship is impossible without the ability to trust others, without knowing that your well-being is important to them. So I'll give you a perfect example in my life. I had a situation, and a friend of mine, black dude, we lived together, we were friends. We did a lot of stuff together, knew a lot about each other, very deep personal stuff. And we both were doing really well when we met. Well, I switched careers, started doing this, and ran through money faster than I ever would have imagined. And I needed, not serious money, but decent amount of money. Not the kind of money you just go to, you know, anybody and get. 10 grand. I'll just tell you what I was looking for. I was looking for 10 grand. So I called my buddy up, knowing that he has it. Because had he called me at a time in my life, I would have had it and would have gladly given it to him. And he gives me 50 reasons. He starts asking me a bunch of questions. What about this? Can you pay that? And I'm going, look, man, no offense. You know me. I'm good for it. I'm struggling right now. I need the money, but, you know, whatever. So at one point, got to the point where I felt like I was having to beg him for it, right? So I finally said, look, dude, here's the deal. You know I need it. And now you're putting me through this. If this were opposite, this wouldn't be happening. You'd have that money in your bank account. But that's okay. And I blew it off. And I needed it badly. One of my friends, no lie, I hadn't talked to this gentleman in 20 years. We knew each other in high school. We got reconnected on Facebook. He finds me. Says, call me up. I called him. So overjoyed to hear from him. And he says to me, Kev, you mean so much to me, man. I can't believe I found you, blah, blah, blah. He says, I'm doing really well. He tells me about his life. And he says, if there's anything you need, you let me know. And I said, you know what? Maybe this is God telling me to talk to you about this. Because I'm not the type of person that, you know, even says that. I'll figure out a way out without involving other people. But I said to him, I said, you know what, Brad? I need $10,000. And he says, done. When do you need it? It was that simple. Now, first guy, black guy. Brad hadn't talked to him in 20 years. Other guy had probably talked to him within a year. Had talked to him, you know, through Facebook and a bunch of other stuff, literally once a week. Lived with him. We were buddies, blah, blah, blah. No money. Talked to a friend, white guy, I hadn't seen in 20 years. The first thing out of his mouth is, done. And this guy wants to know if his boy, whatever this dude writing this piece wants to know, if his boy can be friends with white people? This is crazy. See, what Brad wasn't looking at me as black. Brad is looking at a kid he grew up with who, in a tumultuous year in his life when we were buddies, when we got to know each other, he saw a salvation in me that extended beyond that. And that's our friendship. And there was no amount of time that was going to take that away. And he also knew I'm good for it. This guy goes on. He says, history has provided little reason for people of color to trust white people in this way. And these recent months have put the starkest relief the contempt in which the country measures the value of racial minorities. What a moron. When I told you guys, I'm sick of these leftists setting the narrative, these false narratives about you and many of my friends, I couldn't overstate that in any way, shape, or form.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm talking about this racist. I don't know what this guy's nationality is, but he's obviously not white. And He's written an op-ed in the New York Times. His name is Iko Yankunov. I have no idea who he is. I honestly don't. He's a person of color, obviously, because he's questioning if his children can be friends with white kids. And he's talking about Trump is the catalyst of what is this new America that he's having to deal with. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world is this man talking about? Here's what I suggest to all these big city dwellers, these leftists. Get out. Go visit regular people. Go talk to them. Find out what they're about. You're going to be shocked. He goes on to say this. America is transfixed on the opioid epidemic among white Americans who often get hooked after being overprescribed painkillers. While studies show that doctors underprescribe medication for African Americans. Now let me stop there just to show you how idiotic this man is. White people are getting overprescribed opioids. And it's creating a crisis, an opioid epidemic that he says it's only affecting white folks. And his rationale is, it's because black people are underprescribed opioids. So, which does he want? Is he wanting black people to be overprescribed opioids like whites? Certainly not, right? But he's blaming doctors who are preventing black folks from being part of this opioid epidemic that's such an epidemic that it's risen to the level to where Donald Trump, President Trump, is having to get involved. And Barack Obama, at the end of his term, started addressing it. It's risen to the level of where we are sounding alarm bells, and he's like, well, they underprescribed to black people. Why can't they make us part of this condition? That's how stupid black people are. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if he's not black, even worse. Because this is a white guy that's trying to protect black people by saying, you should be part of the opioid epidemic so that you can see that America's not racist. Well, you know what? I tell you what. I prefer not to be. This is what I'm talking about. It says, but when black lives were struck by addiction, we're cordoned off in minority communities with the police and threw away an entire generation of black and Hispanic men. So now he's saying that when blacks are crackheads or whatever, they're cordoned off. Does anybody want to get me to argue with who's cordoning off black folks? Which political party does the cordoning off of black people? That's a trick question. You don't need to answer. It's actually rhetorical. It says, likewise, despite centuries of exclusion and robust evidence of continuing racism, minority underemployment is often couched in the language of bad choices and personal responsibility. When systematic joblessness strikes swaths of white America, we get an entire presidential campaign centered on globalization's impact on the white working class. Even the nerve of some rich or visible African Americans to protest that America and its laws and its police has rarely been just to all has been met with the howls of a president who cannot tolerate that the lucky and uppity do not stay in their places. See, this guy right here, I would love to debate him. I would hand him his butt. He wants you to believe that the underemployment of blacks is because of you, conservatives. Let me explain the underemployment of blacks for the leftists that are listening to the program. The underemployment of blacks is because of you, leftists. It is because you have made black people stupid and feel entitled. You have. You've made them ill-prepared for the workforce. The only thing they're prepared to do is to complain. That's it. And then you show black folks burning down cities, picketing, taking a knee, ruining businesses like the NFL, like ESPN and others, and you expect somebody to go out and hire a bunch of black folks. Let me tell you what people don't hire. It has nothing to do with color. They don't hire troublemakers. Give me two people of equal ability and let me find out that one of them is a whiny, complaining person. I don't care what political, I don't care what their color is. I don't want them. I don't want trouble. You want to know why people are going on social media now looking at people and debating, do they want to be involved? I don't know. Let's go look at their Facebook page. Because they're debating on do they want to be bothered. Don't even look at their resume. You better know there are people now in organizations that you submit your resume, they go look at your Facebook, they go look for you, and they go tear it up. And you know what? There are a lot of names like Shaniqua and Jaquan on there. See, you can be go there and interview and act like you're Mr. All, very professional. But when they look at your Facebook page and you got your bandana on and you're talking about being a Crip and you got your weapon pointed sideways into the camera of where somebody takes a picture of you, then let me tell you something. People get very leery of hiring you. The guy goes on, he says this. As against our gauzy national hopes, I will teach my boys to have profound doubts that friendship with white people is possible. When they ask, I will teach my sons that this beautiful hue is a fault line. Spare my platitudes of how we are all the same on the inside. Spare me the platitudes, rather. He says, I first have to keep my boys safe. And so I will teach them that before the world shows in this particular brand of rending, violent, awful, fatal betrayal. Let me assure you that my heartbreak dwarfs my anger. I grew up in a classic Midwestern town. With all the American fault, it was a diverse and happy childhood kind of place. Slightly dull in the way that parents wish for their children. If race showed in class lines, school cliques, and being pulled over more often, our little Americana lacked the deep racial tension and mistrust that seems so hard to escape now. So let me tell you what this guy is describing. He's describing moving from middle America to the city. And he won't dare tell you that where he got his university training is exactly the place where racism exists. How many black teachers were there at his college or university? He didn't go to an HBCU. He went to a regular college. He went there where they taught him about diversity and ethnic studies, and they explained to this really willing sponge of just how bad it was for him, how bad his lifestyle was where he grew up, where he, to use his own words, said, I didn't see that. You know, we didn't have the stuff that they're talking about. So he moved to the big city. He got indoctrinated, not only at the city, but in the urban indoctrination center. And now he sees it all. He said, look at all this racism, the cops and other. And you know who all it points back to? His people, leftists. That's who it points back to. And what's interesting to me is the New York Times publishes this. They're promoting this idiotic way of thinking. Because guess what? They're the New York Times. What do they know? They know New York. What they feel is an absolute indicative of the New York experience for them. One of the most diverse places on the planet, and all they talk about is racism. Go walk the streets of New York. I was there. No, there's no gang war. I'm not kidding. You can hear every language. People of every different color, shape, size, you name it, right, walk right by you. There's nothing going on, and all they talk about is racism. And you know what's really interesting? The majority of those faces you see are not white. They're not. It's unbelievable. He says, what's surprising is that I am heartbroken at all. It is only for African Americans who grew up in such a place that watching Mr. Trump is so disorienting. What exactly is he talking about with Mr. Trump? You know, when Donald Trump raises unemployment goes up for everybody. Now, let's look at Barack Obama's numbers. Barack Obama was cruel to blacks in comparison to whites. Not just in unemployment numbers, in economic strata. Blacks, we may be the only group, well, everybody got hit, but we got hit the worst under Barack Obama of every group. If you want to look at just race and culture, we got hit the worst. He said, it's just, honestly, the only reason why I'm covering this, and I wanted to cover it with respect to other news, and I don't know that I did a good job of that. But the reason why I wanted to cover this is I want you to understand these people are out here. And they're looking for a scapegoat. They want Donald Trump to be that scapegoat. Here's what I really hope that Omarosa and the Trump camp is able to do. I hope they're able to really do something significant for blacks, to shut these clowns up. Empowerment zones, just build one or two. That would be enough to be able to rub their faces in it. You know what I'm saying? Short break.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.